phone trying to figure it out.
That's fine. I appreciate you coming on.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, we are going to get this meeting started at 7:04 p.m. I don't even have an agenda. Thank you. So we'll do a roll call. It looks like we have all the directors here. I'm here, Mike's here, Eric is here, Linda's here, Ken is here, and Barbara is here. So we have a full presence here. So without further ado, we'd like to move right on to public comments.
One comment real quick. I don't know if we can approve the minutes because of the typo in the agenda. It says we're approving the minutes from May 15th. I think it should be July.
Well, this is the July minutes and we approved the May minutes. But for tonight,
it says approval of the minutes, read and approve the May 15th.
Right. Oh, for tonight. Because it should have been, it should have been the
May was, it should have been July
last meeting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't update the agenda.
The agenda isn't updated.
Right.
Right.
So it should be, it should read.
So I don't know that that's an issue or not issue. I just saw that.
Yeah, I think you can go ahead and update this agenda with the current meeting. So that was July's meeting.
Why is the only way for May? Because we're every other month, which seems kind of weird.
Okay. So any public comments? Yes, sir.
Sent you a text about 6 weeks ago. Apparently, you didn't think was worth replying to me. So I'm going to ask you right now, what are you doing with the office trailer?
The office trailer.
The office trailer.
The office trailer is being ready to be able to be put into place where we can use it as our meeting place.
Okay, and all the stuff that was in it?
Is stored. It's actually been archived on disk and is readily available for anybody to use, to see.
So I read all of the agendas since January. I didn't see anything on any agenda about any repurposing of the office or any movement of, you know, material out of there or any plans for the future. Planning on doing that at some point in time?
Yeah, when we get ready to start moving forward with it. The only thing we did, Larry, was to clean it up. We cleaned it up so that we could at least have a space there to be able to utilize in the future so that when we're ready to make it our home, basically, then we can move forward with it. Everything that was in there, we just junked it. We just got rid of it all. All the hardware, all the stuff that was hanging on the walls. But and all of the water and sewer, we had Calaveras County Water District come out and peruse through it. And they picked everything that they wanted. Most of it they didn't want. So it was all paper and we just got rid of it all. But all the plans for that, for the facility and for the district are archived and they're on disk. So everything that's plan related and anything that has to do with public land or land that we own is all archived on disk.
So you destroyed everything that was in that office. You didn't tell anybody about it. Didn't have a public meeting about it. You put it all on a disk of some sort. So what, you know, why exactly are you doing that? You know, we have a permission to have that office trailer where it sits right now forever and ever and a day.
Right.
And, you know, I just don't understand why you did that.
Because we want to use it at some point in time as our facility instead of coming here.
And moving that, it's, you know, in such disrepair. And if you're going to move that, it's like...
It's not going to be moved. We're just going to repair it. We're going to repair it. We're going to leave it where it's at. We're going to continue to utilize the relationship we have with CCWD to be able to get access to it. We'll put in parking, we'll repair all of the bench work. But when that, we're not ready there yet. We're not there yet at all. All we wanted to do was move forward with
it. Can we take a note? Let's put it on the agenda for next one. We went way above and beyond trying to answer this public comment. I will add
that I did reach out to CCWD and I did ask about a sewer hookup and a water hookup and looking at the feasibility of it.
Right.
And just like almost every other promise, they haven't gotten back to us. So maybe between now and then, our goal should be to find out if they're going to agree to hook it up, because if they're not, CCWD said, hey, we could go and donate it to the fire department. They can burn it down. That's what they do.
One of the things.
They don't have any legal.
No, they don't. We could give them permission to do it.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, you're right. We need to agendize it. We should agendize it. We will agendize it for the next meeting so that we can publicly state what it is that our intentions are to do with that meeting.
And we declared and approved all of the digitizing that we did.
The digitizing. So
if I hadn't been walking around down there and stuff, nobody in this whole neighborhood would have known what skullduggery you were up to.
Yeah, skullduggery.
Thank you.
Well, you cleaned the thing out. You didn't tell anybody about it. You said you put stuff in storage, and now you said you trashed it. I don't know what story it is.
Anything that is there, that was there, that's of interest to the district is archived.
There was a nice coffee machine there, desk, a nice table, a couple of chairs.
Yeah, I think we're
okay.
Okay.
Anybody else wish to comment?
I'm just gonna ignore them.
Hi, Steve. Tamara here.
Yeah, Tamara.
Hi. I'd like to. I wasn't sure if this is the forum to do this, but I just wanted to bring up that we're having a litter issue on Turnstone at the stop sign. Someone's throwing garbage there, and I wasn't sure how to handle it. I was thinking about putting up a sign, but I wanted to run it by the board first. It wouldn't be a cardboard sign. It wouldn't say anything. You know, I kind of wanted to do something tasteful, but I don't know if that's really the route to go. And so I just kind of wanted to, I wasn't sure what the board's jurisdiction was when it comes to stuff like that, but it is a common area and it's something that people see. Okay. It seems to be happening a lot and we don't know how to get to the bottom of it.
We don't have an idea of who's causing it?
No, we don't.
Okay.
But it's the same empty alcoholic beverage containers. So they're driving and just flipping them up there. And there's like 20 of them up there.
Oh, really?
We've been cleaning. My husband's been cleaning them for about a year. He's been cleaning the area for a while, but now it's just gotten out of control.
I have an idea,
but we don't know who they are personally. And we don't really want to start anything, but it's just speculation. But
okay,
I don't know. We're not sure what to do. And I don't, and like I said, I don't know if this is a forum or what we can do about it.
We will. We'll take a look at it, try to determine what the best practice should be to be able to avoid that happening in the future. We might need to have...
Do me a favor and do not put a sign up at this
point. No, I won't. I wasn't going to. Nope.
I'm
going to
put a game camera up and...
Bill already tried to. Bill tried to and he wasn't able to catch anything, but we've already tried to do that too. But yeah, if you'd like to... Yeah, definitely. That'd be awesome.
Let me try that route because... It's a nuisance. It's right when Wallace Lake Drive.
Turns right on Turnstone. On the hill. Right before the stop sign, right on the hillside. Yeah.
Every 3-4 days, there's another half a dozen.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody cleans them up and then it's
probably Tamara's husband.
Bill's been cleaning them up. And Jerry. I think Jerry's been cleaning them up.
Jerry's still. Yeah. So, give me a few weeks, and we'll see if we can't get something on camera. I just want to see who it is first.
Try
and address that with them personally first, because
that would be
something
legally that we're. I mean,
yeah, legally we can't really do much of anything other than
I didn't think
shame
so.
Them into stop.
Yeah, let them know that we caught them and say now that we know who you are, we don't.
My
want
game
to do
cameras
it.
Are currently being used. Other places.
we'll figure it out.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I do have another question for Tamara. Is there, like, does anybody know, is it a day Is it like, you know, on a Friday night, on a Saturday night, or is it random?
No, it's random. Because, that's my way out of community. And it's just random.
Okay.
I think it's every night.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's every night. So it's the only way I can think of.
Okay.
Go for the litter?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes it's in the middle of the day.
Okay.
So, all right.
Yeah. It could be in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. Yeah.
It's all the time. Okay.
It's all the time.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Approval of the minutes. Last week or last minutes from last meeting. This was for July 17th.
First, I'll make a motion to amend the agenda for the 5:15 approval of the minutes. To read July 17th, 2024.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Got a second.
Aye, second.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed? Nobody? Okay. Unanimous the pass. So we will change this to read 7:17. And these are the 7:17 minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes as written. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor of passing the minutes? Aye.
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 Opposed? And unanimously passed. Oh, you abstained, right? Because you weren't here. That's right. So one abstention. Okay, financial review. Very near. All the accounts have been reconciled against bank accounts. They are here. What we have are the credit cards, the California class, the five-star checking account. So all reconciliations and statements are right here for anybody who is interested. Everything has been reconciled and the balances are listed there. We are, as of the end of last month, we are in the black, fortunately, and we have put the majority of the money that was in the county in the California class account. So we're up to about $250,000. It's on there. I didn't. The bottom line is that we're doing okay financially. We need to make sure that the amount of money that's going into the class account is being reserved for the road repair and road at some point replacement that will definitely have to be done. And so all the extra money that is being at the end of each month, anything over and above what our operating budgets have been, will be going into the class account for reserve for the road repair. And one of the things that I want to talk about is making sure that as winter approaches, that all the culverts are somehow cleaned out. And either by virtue of having somebody come in and clean them or having a team of volunteers going around and cleaning them out, making sure that they're clear so that there's no backups. So we don't get flooded out in any way.
Inside blowing off because I cleaned my culvert just a couple days ago.
Did you? Mm-hmm. So yeah, either that,
like the one across the street,
huh? Yeah, like the one across the street,
yeah, yeah,
with the dirt, and
yeah, yeah. Those are a problem. Yeah. They need to be cleaned, and either we need to have somebody come in and do it, which is not a problem. We can do that.
We would talk at one point about a vacuum truck or something.
Yeah, yeah. Pacific is the cheapest and best around to do it. We can get a price.
Pacific. Yeah. What's their full name?
Because even the one at Turnstone and Wallace Lake Drive is
it's
last year, even at a normal rainfall event, it overflowed. Ran across the road.
Yeah,
and it was thick. I mean, the dirt that it was getting out, you know, I filled in a hole. So yeah, it's not good.
I switched phones a year ago and I lost three something. So I have it at work.
Okay.
I'm going to take them off.
Some sort of a vacuum company or sweeper?
No, it's a vac cart.
A vac cart.
It goes into the line and then it pulls back all of the dirt and rock.
Oh, it actually goes inside.
That's cool. Where our biggest problem is the.
Gotcha.
They're designed to be half plugged and still operate, but we have some that are
probably over that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it'd behoove us to follow up and get on that. So if you could get me that information, absolutely. I'll take the charge in getting them out here and do that before the next meeting.
Do they take care of the catch basin before it goes into the culvert as well? Or is that labor that we need to figure on having on site?
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, they'll clean any confined space. They won't like clean a ditch. That's not what they do, but if it's like a confined space, like the concrete catch basin,
they'll clean that up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any documented instances of the culverts overflowing? Mr. Basinger, said that there was water flowing across the road, at the end of Turnstone. I don't know when that was. I've never seen that since they repaired that one culvert. I haven't seen any backups. I tried to clean those out when I was doing my president thing, and I couldn't find anybody who would do it.
Okay.
So it never got done. But ever since that one culvert was remodeled, I haven't seen any backflow or flow.
We just had that done this year, so we haven't had any really heavy rains to test anything.
I didn't take any pictures, Larry. But I don't know. Are you saying that it didn't? Am I lying or it didn't happen?
I asked it.
And I said no. I have not taken any pictures. But do you think the work doesn't need to be done? Well, I'm asking you.
If there was any documented, instance where that flowed across the road, and I haven't seen it in years.
No.
Okay, so if you give me the information, we'll get it done.
Absolutely. No specific vacuum.
Specific something.
Yeah, I've seen the trucks, and so I was just trying to remember. While we're still on this subject, because Ken, I just want to talk about the road repair and doing that. So I think before the next time, we need to go ahead and start engaging. And so, I know Stevenson, I know, many of the companies in Lodi and different places that may look at that for us. Before it was too big for some, too small for others. I think Am Stevenson, I think actually did come up and give us a bid. I'm trying to think, what's his name? I'm just trying to think right now. Oh God. So could you put a list together, and I'll be happy to take a follow-up on this. I want to start engaging these people and going back to the office, in order to make it legal and legit, we're going to have to carve out a section. We're going to have handicap parking down there. And so as part of the whole road, this whole package, just putting the whole thing together. Mm-hmm. So I went down and started taking pictures and everything like that. And it's like, I personally would love to bring it back into working shape. But like I said, CCWD has been cooperating, and I don't know of any small enough players. are willing to do that kind of excavation out there. So if you have anybody that, if you can just send it to me, I'll be happy to follow up.
Consolidated Engineering is just up the street.
Okay.
They've done a lot of work for us. Great people to work for, so we can...
At this size of a project, we're going to have to get three.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. And so...
I know we have one.
Huh?
A long time ago, when during the summer, we got that going guy.
Yeah, but he didn't follow up with some of the things that we asked either. So, I don't know. But
we can try him again. That would be, at least that would be an additional quote.
Would Reed and those guys, will they look at something like this small?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Reed, my favorite, Tigers, all of those. It's really small for them, so
yeah. No, Tiger to talk to, and they said we will be happy to put a bid on it if we have another project in the area, because it would be a side project for them, and they can just add it on, and then it may become reasonable. But that was, they said we have to have something big going on nearby, otherwise, no.
There's also another one on Dixie Command City, which is Sharpen, who does that as well.
Say Acosta, is it Acosta? I just can't remember. I know they did our bids for Mondavi when we had all the asphalt done out there. I'll have to look them up. But yeah, if we can just get three solid players that you think would be the best players, because you deal with these guys more than we do. So,
do you mind a question?
Sure.
I'm not really familiar with the project that you're referring to. Mm-hmm. Could you bring me up to speed a little bit on that?
So at the bottom, if you go to the dam, the forward dam out there, was at 100 South Wells Lake. There's a gate right there, right? If you walk down from that gate and you just go down where the asphalt leads to the houses that are underneath the dam over there, you'll see we have a trailer there right up against the sewage treatment plant. Okay, so that was a sales office that we ended up getting and moved over there. It used to sit way out in the front out here by the corner when you come up to the area. Yeah, by the parking lot there. And so it's been moved. And at one time, it was used as our office for the district when we had the water and the sewer. Once we divested, we haven't used it since. And I think it was declared that the sewage was hooked up illegally or something. The water was still running, so that was disconnected. So we have to go back to CCWD and get the sewage hooked up. And if we don't want to keep renting a place, or we don't have an option to do it, it could be turned into a meeting place for us. It's big enough that we could do it. It has to be remodeled, it has to be stripped. We have to have a handicap bathroom and handicap driving. So that's what we're talking about right there.
Situation.
It could possibly be, yes. Yeah, we just want to see a feasibility,
I just say there's another option that we looked at quite a few years ago. We own the parcel on Wallace Lake, and then I don't know what the exit road is that goes by the White Gate up there for I'm moving it up there, flat ground. The asphalt and the dirt work would be far cheaper.
Okay.
But then we have to pay to move it. And then we'd have to figure out if we could pay the connection fees for the permanent sewer, or if we wanted to do like we do for temporary facilities and have a holding tank. So another option to consider.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I was unaware that we still had a piece up there, this whole CCWD thing. I'm not sure which parcel is that you're talking about, but if we can absolutely find out, even if it's a new structure, it could be worthwhile. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, a new to us structure. I mean, it could be one of the rental type things or whatever.
Motivation for us to not utilize this church. There's been a lot of insinuation from the pastor here that if we continue to use this facility, he would request access for all of the parishioners to have access to our lake. And so we're trying to figure out an economical way to not let that happen, because it opens up a lot of people that aren't part of the community. We don't know. Now, is there going to be a cost to that? Maybe. But we feel it's worth it to
explore.
Just, we have to figure out what it's going to cost and what our options are. So that's the motivation for all of us.
I see.
You know, it is a, you know, with a district like this, we are obligated to have our meetings within the district, and without going to a volunteer who opens up their home to us or do something else like that, which comes with its own issues. You know, we just don't want to have, I'm so thankful that we've been able to use this venue and be a part of it. And to be honest with you, it came up a while ago. It hasn't come up for quite a bit, but you know, it just, there was accusations of, you know, people just worried about us when they have their Christmas events and people coming in the public and they got musical instruments and all these other kind of things. So we don't want to have that burden overhanging anybody else. We'd like to take it back on ourselves and just have a place that we call home, and that's where the district meets. And if we have to have any special meetings, or if we want to have an organization and picnics so that we go out and do some work parties together that we've talked about, it would be really nice to just have it within the district.
Yeah, be an organizing place. So
right now, it's just
yes, Larry.
Mike may remember some of this, but we used to have a water and sewer hookup with the CCWD that was put in by our plant manager. I think his name was Dave Edwards.
That was that.
Anyway, he hooked the toilet directly up to the trickling filters, and CCWD said, no, that's not going, you know, to work. You're going to either have to put in a septic tank or you have to disconnect.
Right.
And as far as I know, we have no, you know, a sewer or a water connection fee on, you know, in the CCWD, so they're probably going to charge this connection fee in addition to us digging a septic tank,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the water. So, you know, you're looking at probably 20, maybe 30,000 bucks to, you know, get those things hooked up.
We're guessing at this point.
Yeah.
You said probably. We don't know.
We don't know.
Well, we don't know.
You might, and we might talk those guys into giving.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is that if we meet with them, I keep in constant contact. I shouldn't say constant. I keep in bi-monthly contact with Wyatt through emails. And he says, yeah, we need to get together. Yeah, we need to get together. Well, that's been going on for 6 months. So as long as I keep doing that, I'm hoping that at some point when I put a bug in his ear and says, I want to meet now, he'll say, okay, because it's been ongoing that he keeps saying, yeah, we need to meet. Yeah, we need to meet. So at the appropriate time, which this is not it, that I will go to Wyatt and ask him to please let's meet by such and such a time so that we can discuss these things. And I want to have a list of stuff that we want to be able to discuss with them. And that is primarily the main topic. But in so doing, also talk to him about maybe some remuneration some way in terms of not having to pay that hookup fee in return for something else that we can give to them. And I don't know what that would be, but at some point do some kind of bartering system, if you will, with them so that they will give us what we are asking for and it won't cost us an arm and a leg if it costs us anything at all.
Just so you are aware, we at some point, you know, way back,
mm-hmm.
addressed the issue of using that for a meeting place.
Okay.
And we rejected that because of all the ADA stuff that mm-hmm. we have to do, put in lights, because our meetings in the wintertime, it's dark down there. You have to light it,
right.
You know, vandalism, blah, 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 everything. Decided it was better off to find someplace else. But I would, if I were running this place, I would at least ask the guy at Solly's, you know, if we can, you know, once a month, you know, use their side room, you know, for a meeting. And there's ADA toilets and parking and all kinds of stuff there. Probably a whole lot cheaper than upgrading that, you know, place down there.
They probably enjoy the business.
They would.
It is a possibility. I mean, that's always been, we've talked about that restaurant, no matter who's owned it, as a secondary option if this ever closed to us. So we've entertained that, going to that restaurant. And because
which restaurant?
It's right there.
Across the Sully's.
At the end of the parking lot.
Oh,
you've been there.
That's been Sully's.
That would be better.
Used to be the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, yeah. No, Sully's a nice guy.
Serve food.
As soon as he has pictures of beer, I'll be right
on. Yeah.
it's been one of those things in our back pocket. I'm going to be honest with you. This has been great. This is absolutely, I'd love to maintain this relationship and do it. We definitely have to have a backup plan to to do this, right? And costs have gone through the roof. But we talked to CCWD, and the way I talked to them in the beginning was that, oh, we can accommodate. There would be like kind of a minimal hookup type of thing. But they also said a lot of other things to us that, we've explored putting RV parking and taking back some space and having it leased to us for nothing, all this kind of things that we've explored. And they just, with everything else on their plate, it just goes nowhere.
Yeah.
So
it's a very minor issue to them.
Yeah.
All the suggestions when you do go meet this gentleman.
Right.
Have something in writing for him with somebody that we actually want to explore these options. And you're in on this process.
Probably do need to. It's,
and then always follow up with an email afterwards.
So yeah, I do that.
I mean,
I do follow up the emails
there, and then go to the parking lot and fire off. This is what we discussed. This is what you agree to. Boom, because that's all legal. And then, they don't blow you off. So
not so easily anyway.
Now we're done with the approval of minutes on the financial reviews. The
financial review is pretty much done. We have a couple bills that we need to pay.
We do a report. It's four checks. Two are paychecks, the church donation, and the RNS check that we just need to write.
Right. The RNS check is for them to do the maintenance repair work on the back gate. They lubed it, they cleaned it, and made sure that it was working.
Are you getting through?
Yeah.
You're getting through.
I got through yesterday.
Apparently, I'm the only one not getting through. So
I've never had a problem. Now, the only problem I've ever had was it used to open from the highway, the parkway.
Yeah.
Now I have to get pretty close to it.
Right.
But I've never had a problem. I've never not got it.
I haven't tested it in a while, so maybe it's just something that happened in my car. So I will go with, okay, whatever you guys say.
It does work, and it works well.
That's all the front thing is with me.
Yeah.
Yes, Larry.
I tried to get in the back gate today, and it did not work. And I was talking with the folks that were putting in the main gate, and I asked if they had done any repairs and stuff on the back gate. He said, yep, it's all fine, working and everything. I said, well, I still can't get in. So I have given my clicker to one of the guys on the job. He was going to go over there and he was going to test it out because he didn't have a clicker. So I'll add my name and my wife's name to the list of people who can't get in the back gate.
I came in the back gate today 3 times.
Okay.
I just had to count them. How many times? I go to the post office. I went to the liquor store.
Well, like he said, I want to go find one of my old clickers, put a brand new battery and put it in her because I have my car on and the battery's been down.
It's not like you can stand, like on the front gate where you can get pretty far away. And
but I was like him. I used to hand it from the corner and now I can't.
I use the one on my rear view mirror.
Specifically said, let's replace the radio if we need to, whatever we got to do, and so we can get it. That's what I wanted was from the corner, right? But I will give you that I did have to have a truck come out and jump my vehicle. The cable came undone somehow below and they fixed it.
Okay.
Anyway, but maybe it's just programming issue on my part. So.
Yeah, all I know is that I've gone through three times. My daughter uses it every day.
Okay.
She comes home from school.
It's good enough for me.
So, yeah, I think we're good.
So on the bills, we have the four bills.
So that's financial. Is this part of the bill?
Are we going to approve the bills?
We're going to review the bills.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
Yeah,
she just.
I I move that we approve the four bills that we just talked about, the two paychecks, RNS, and the donation to the church.
Steve, second. Just a quick comment.
May I finish the motion first?
Sure.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's only 350.
Okay.
It's only 350.
Yeah. You want to sign?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The fellows I talked to at the front gate today said they would be installing the operator tomorrow and that the gate would then be operational. And just something for the board to do is to warn the people of the village that the gates are operational, because the last time we did something without telling anybody, somebody ran through the gate.
So, that'd be a good idea. I'll put out an email blast. I'll actually post it on the website as a page. The front gate is fixed. Be aware.
So, can I talk about it? Why are we going to delay the gate?
Oh, yeah. I already talked to them too about that.
Okay.
They said they'd do it.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Okay. So, I've been going to the river every day because our lake is getting stanky and I just don't like to drive there with my dogs. And so I've been going down every single day to the river. And they came up with this. We've seen this before. We've talked about it, where they put the channel that the gate runs on, the track, and underneath, just down to where you're barely touching it on the top. Okay. It works perfect. These guys have these huge fish trucks that go, you know, haul these fish off with all the water and everything else around there. When they put it in, I was like, oh, this is not going to work. Then when they put the channels in, when they put all the speed bumps and everything, they blew them out within just a couple of weeks. It was just horrible. And so they came back in and they channel cut and they put it back in there. Now, the thing about a channel cut, it does collect rocks and everything like that. So you're looking at putting some brushes on either side when it comes back and forth that just kind of keep it brushed. And we will have to do a little bit more maintenance on it. But we are only talking about a 2-inch cut,
maybe an inch and a quarter.
So no more of that banging. And all those people that live in the area, I think, are going to love it. It's been working fine for about a month and a half, I guess, over at the river. And it actually comes up. So they channel cut it so that it actually comes back up to the original height on the gate. And then as it goes, it drops down and then comes back the other side. So I'm not sure what the alternatives are. And we've talked about it. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to meet down there, but it works great. I'm telling you. And it's there's no noise. There's no more. And they're just screwed in. I mean, there's just nothing there, right? So I think we finally found a solution that we're going to do. So while we're exploring that, we asked RNS if Steve did.
I spoke to RNS on Monday and asked them to please consider or please add to the work order a recess channel for the track so that the top of the track is flush with the roadway. And they said that, yeah, they could do that and they would do it. And I talked to the workers today and asked them if they had been notified about that adjustment or add to. And they said, no, not yet, but I'm sure that they would by the time they come back to finish up the day tomorrow. So hopefully they'll hear about it and then be able to do it. I don't know. It might take them another trip out after tomorrow to get it done. But
the concrete only stops this far past where it shuts. So it's not that big of a deal.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, even after they install it. But we don't want is the, you know, the controller there. And if they put that in, it's going to be more of a problem. So I'd rather push off a week or two to get it right and get it done. I know a lot of people that always say bad things about us anyway, are going to be super, super happy when they don't hear that bang, bang, bang coming in out all the time. And it works great. So my thought.
And they're going to do both sides?
Yes. Or, well, did you bring it up?
I think I brought it up.
Okay.
I'll make sure.
And I'm sorry to rely on him, but he's been dealing with them and I didn't want to step on his toes, but I was going to call him and just say, hey, you know, go over here. Let's drive over here and take a look at it. Oh, what's working at the fish hatchery. Because they got a pretty good system now.
So why don't we just post so that everybody doesn't run into our gate? The gate will be functional within the next week or so.
Gate repair is being completed.
The gate will be functioning within a week or so.
A month.
A month or so.
With R&S.
Okay. So
the next few weeks.
So that takes care of the.
I've stopped getting phone calls. So
okay. You're okay.
Yeah. I get the opposite. It's like, hey, we've been this far. What do we need?
All right. The front gate kiosk upgrade. Anything new on that?
Yeah. So plan? I've talked to a number of contractors, some of the ones we've just talked about. If we would have bid it, 3 months ago, we wouldn't have had anybody bid it. There's just so much work. Now they're starting to have their schedules opened up, late November into first part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect time so we can get it out on the streets and put it out to bid.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
So we'll try to get
technical drawings six or eight. Done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We'll try to get 6 or 7, 8 contractors the plans, and out of that, we'll hopefully get at least 3.
Okay.
To give us a proposal for it.
Excellent. Okay, so you think we'll have that by next meeting?
Yeah.
A couple months?
Yeah. It'll only be out on the streets for 4 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay. Linda and Ken, you're going to have to... You guys apparently didn't get to the elections office by July?
I gave you the paperwork.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that was the 7. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's the next paperwork?
Well, it's too late now. So you got to be appointed. So you got to fill out the appointment paperwork, which is basically nothing more than that you want to serve on the board again for 4 years.
Sorry.
Same thing for you.
I was under the impression that that was the paperwork.
No, you guys had to be registered to be on the ballot.
Oh.
That's why I said, make sure you go to the elections office by July. Failed that one. Let me find out. I've got this stuff in here somewhere. Okay, so you both need to fill this out. If you would, before the meeting is over, just return it to me, and then I'll make sure it gets to the registrar of voters. Okay. All that basically is the same thing that you did when you applied to be appointed the first time. And then we'll send it in. And then the Board of Supervisors will basically say, yeah, you can do it. And that'll be done. And it'll be for 4 years.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
What you're saying is too late to get on the ballot or be considered for election. Okay, so then you're going to appoint. Doesn't that process have to involve the entire community? If you have to put it out, you have 2 vacancies.
Not according to the registrar of voters. We just need to get people involved that want to be part of it. They want to be, I can put the, on the, I don't know, when does this have to be turned in?
Yeah. Nobody else in the community signed up either during is another certain period of time.
No, the terms are going to end in December. Right. So if there's going to be an appointment, then
other members can be
all comers.
Yeah.
I would think so. I mean, they're turned out.
I want to say it happened in Linden also. It happened. And we just appointed the person.
Anybody else wants it.
We appointed the person that.
So we can put in
a notification. I mean, I can do the same thing that I did when Linda and Ken applied. Yeah. I'll be a notice on the website that. Post it.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought the exact same thing when he's saying right now. When you were saying, and I didn't know what notification you got, but I was thinking, wait a minute, if nobody put in, then we say we have 2 open positions,
And I think it has to be posted for 14 days and then it goes to them. So,
well, at least we know that these two are going to be, I don't know.
Ken hasn't signed yet. I got to be honest. My wife asked me, are you going to continue?
But he's still got another 2 years to go.
Yeah, I know. Been a long talk. Anyway, while this is going on the picnic tables, unfortunately, Ken and I couldn't meet up. Both our schedules just kept being off. We both talked about getting down there and picking out a couple of sites, and I'm still willing. I'm actually happy because summer's ending, and if we're going to go do any work, I'd like to see it doing fall. I know Ken, his schedule is like still working every Saturday. So if there's, maybe we can just do a posting.
Sure.
And, you know, we can do a rough layout with an overhead. And might have to have a special meeting if we want to do it in the fall.
Okay.
And just say, hey, we're going to approve these sites. We've already approved the money for the pads. Mm-hmm. That's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a portable sprayer that I just got, battery pack, everything like that.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll look better behind our house this year, I promise. And we just need to start clearing the area and keep it sprayed and keep it all down and decide what we're going to do.
Okay.
I take it back. I don't want any garbage cans or do anything like that, because they're going to be responsible for taking all this out of there. But
whatever you bring in, you got to take it
out. But I've had a lot of people tell me it'd be great if when they're pushing their strollers and stuff. We have a lot of people taking their kids with strollers around.
Is that right?
That's nice. We have, and I'm reaching their two elderly community that likes to sit down about halfway through their walk. So yeah, I think they're going to be very popular.
Just the ongoing maintenance is scary. It's weed grow, and who's going to maintain it?
I'm under the table.
Well, if we get bids, or I mean, if we come back and we just say it's too high and we don't really want it.
No, I'm not talking about the installation and the material itself. I'm just talking about the ongoing maintenance.
Keeping the area clear.
We've got that problem below us down there as an encampment that I have personally seen that email here about, but it's showing up down there and trying to
hang out
there at night. Mm-hmm. But, you know, down below, well, this year, there's that encampment. There's a bunch of trailers and
it's behind the homes.
Yeah,
behind the homes. Yeah,
the town of Wallace.
Yeah, the whole town of Wallace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I see at night walking there and coming over, and then they're kind of sitting there on the water edge there, partying a little bit.
You're just worried about those people coming in.
I'm worried about those people. We've got all these beautiful lakes around us that are kind of a recreational lake and stuff, and I don't think that we should be having Wallace residential quiet bird watching, and the lake is meant for birds and quietness, and I don't want to see, you know, new vintage and starting and stuff going on down.
I hear your concerns. I'm going to tell you, to be honest with you, since I've been here 21 years, and like Larry and I used to belong to a whole different board where you know, it was always a part of our, you know, this community that we would also represent the parks and recreation, right? And it was always supposed to be designed that a park would be here. And so we have this donation of the tables, and we have a very cheap way of putting some of those in. If everybody wants to say that you want to go and take community vote, and it's just like, nope, fine. I mean, I'm okay with it either way. I the benches and stuff like that, I would have liked to have seen those put in three or four strategic places around there so people can go down and do the bird watching and sit and have a picnic lunch. These tables are all metal coated tables. They have these chessboards in them, or checkerboards, or whatever you want to call it. They're like a square table. And if they were set and dispersed out,
To me, it sounded like a great idea. It's a win-win for the community. But you're right. But there's always going to be that element, and we're going to stay diligent. And I can see some of the people that live like in that one point that we've been talking about. Well, one of them can't live there because the house is all still burnt down. But it's, you know, we got to stay on it. We got to call the sheriffs. We got to get them involved. But, you know, it's always the same thing, too. I ran some people out down at the lake. I was like, where do you live? Tell me your address. And they were quasi borderline, you know, it's like, I just had a feeling they didn't work. Well, we've always come here. Da, da, da. And I was like, yeah, whatever. It's private lakes. It's posted all over the place. So go. And well, I just wanted my dogs to run down there and never in my way. But yeah, it's I agree. It could go either way. So if there's enough people that are against it, then let's just bring it up and say no.
Was that it was a quiet walking path, sanctuary, separately bird watch. The lake was free of people, you know, bombarding it to scare the birds off. The birds migrate there, they come and go. There's a quiet, there's a quietness as a community.
Mm.
We are not a, to me, we shouldn't be a recreational area because we've got all these beautiful lakes around us. You can go to Comanche, you can go to Hogan, you can go to the lakes. There's these really great lakes that have picnic areas that you can go and enjoy. But why put this in a residential area where the people down by the lake and stuff, those people, I'm sure, are not going to want people there at 9 o'clock at night partying and beer cans and all the stuff that's, who's going to control that? I mean, who's going to take care of that? Who's going to be picking that stuff up?
Yeah. Why would this? I'm just, it's, they're trespassing, so they're coming in here. So we're talking about our own neighbors that are just, their kids are going to be down there.
And I've seen the beer cans around the lake. I've heard the stories about people coming in. I mean, they're breaking into some of the homes down there.
Okay, so a picnic table is not going to draw.
That's not, we're not trying to recreational, yeah.
No, they're not camping.
I mean, they're going to be there at night when they wouldn't otherwise be there.
Like, what would you suggest we do to get a reading on the community? Like, how the community feels? Because that's really important. You don't want the picnic tables or you don't want a bench, you want nothing there.
I think it's really walking trails, and we have these trails that are designed for walking and kind of coming around the community, but not for people loitering and becoming a recreational area, because before long that becomes, you know, a lot of people coming in, it becomes water boards out in the lake, it becomes
paddleboard. We don't have a lake you can waterboard.
They will eventually, when the lake is full.
When the lake is full, it's not a waterboard.
It becomes a recreational area, and we're making a recreational out of a residential area. I mean, that's my personal feelings.
Again, my question, how would you like us to get a read on the, like, should we post something on the website that says, let us know how you feel? You can put my information up there. They can contact me. I can do a survey or whatever. You know, I mean,
we can do a quick survey.
Yeah, let's do a survey because I get it both sides. And I agree with you completely. And Larry designed an entire park over on the other side by our upper dam. And this is always has been a part of what the development was.
If you made that east end of the lake the picnic area, it's away from everything, and a long way from the town of Wallace, it might be a better spot.
Yeah, and we've been open to wherever, you know, like we need to discuss it. We're going to do an aerial view and get people's opinions on where it needs to go. But it's like, exactly. So anyway, it's obviously until we can get an aerial and you and I can sit down and do some proposal, post it, then we're going to get feedback before we do anything. Yeah. So
that's just my views on
it. No, we appreciate it. Everybody has their opinion. Yep. No.
Genuine fee.
Yeah. Like, that's what I want them to do, the river. I want a $200 annual fee to access the McCallum River.
Go ahead.
The trailer's empty and secure.
Yes.
I have all of these tables.
Oh,
put them in there.
Did we storm in there until a decision is made?
If we get through the glass door, yeah.
Where are these tables coming from?
Donated.
This gentleman. But where,
he purchased them. Or received them at some part of his job.
Yeah, the developer was finishing up a project and he didn't need them anymore. So he asked if we could use it. And I said, I have a community that would enjoy having it.
They're very nice. I can't imagine anybody not wanting.
But nobody on the board is trying to bring riffraff into the neighborhood.
No, I realize that. I totally realize that. I like our quiet neighborhood, and I like the quietness, and I like the peacefulness, and I like the walking, the bird watching, and all the just the nature stuff. You know? I'm not ready for a change. I'm not a person of change.
Actually, we've had a huge change. This was the quietest year that I've ever been on the river. I'm probably at the lake more than almost anybody here.
I see out there all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you see me when I'm down there just constantly, right? Until it gets too stanky. That's why I always says, oh, I've got to stink. But yeah, it's
come and go. I've been with the district since 2005. I've seen a lot of people, you know, retired people reside here and then they move and then they get people with kids. Rental homes where we didn't have that before. So that's the majority of the change of people.
I have four gentlemen that go out there and they didn't have canes 2 years ago and help us all have canes today. I'm seeing a kind of a pattern, I want one down below my house. Right on there. That's where I want it. Right between yours and mine. Right on the end there. That'd be perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll go black. I want a zip line. I was going to zip, basket.
Zip line from your zip line.
I can keep it all within the barbecue.
Okay. So there's been a table there for 20 years.
Oh, we've had tables there forever. When I first met him,
maybe that's the first.
We were the hoodlums that were down there having the bonfire with all the wine.
I mean, that's a mile from that event. And people are lazy. They're not going to walk to go to sit at a table. So these tables are designed for elderly people that need a break halfway around the lake. So we have some common ground. We can figure it out.
I need to also add another item on here that I forgot about, which is the dam inspections. So let's put it as item F under project updates. It's really not a project, but we'll do an update. It's basically the Division of Safety Dams notice to dam owners. Spillway inspection and maintenance repairs.
Is it already time?
Yeah.
I phoned it off last year. I didn't. Visual inspection of actually opening up the gate only has to be done every 2 years. He tries to get me to do it every year. Last year I said, hey, dude, I'll see you next year. And so I already have an appointment with him.
Okay.
So, good.
Okay, it's supposed to be by October 31st. Is
that an agenda addition?
That's an agenda addition. All those in favor, or I make a motion that we add
an agenda item.
Added.
You have to vote on that, and then you can discuss.
I got to add this to the agenda. I would like to propose that we add item F to the project updates entitled Division of Safety Dams, Spillway Inspection and Maintenance Repairs.
I'll make a motion to approve to add that to the minutes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimously passed.
But there's really no action. It's already been a new assembly.
The work has already been done. Ken already did the work last winter.
I just had to make sure that everybody knew about it. And I forgot to add it to the agenda.
So it's
done. You don't need a copy of this.
No, I got it. I already talked to Bram. He's coming out.
Okay. Okay, so the next thing, the last thing on the agenda is the annual fee increase. I have been going round and round and round. I've talked to our attorney. I've talked to his person that he put me in contact with. That is a person that inspects and does planning for these kinds of things. And she mentioned that we need to have the original engineering recommendations or ordinance of how the assessments were put in place and created in the first place. I've talked to Calaveras County registrars. I've talked to the auditors. And I've gone now to the actual board, which I haven't gotten back from them. Any type of documentation that would allow us to know how those assessments were done prior to the divestiture of the water and sewer, so that we can know what the basis is for our annual fees. And I have not gotten much information yet, other than plenty of information about the divestiture. Engineering drawings all over the place about how the assessment for paying for the divestiture and the improvements to the water and sewer was supposed to be done, and over the 10-year, all of that, man, there is tons of paperwork from that, duplicate paperwork, and probably needs to go, I need to go through it and compress it down to that there's one item of each. But as far as the original, when we first started as a organization or as a community service district, I can't find anything. So. LAFCO doesn't have it.
Is there anything from the original builder? Because it would have been the original. I have a copy of your CC&Rs, but.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. CC&Rs don't apply.
No, I know, but at that time, because that's the first place that it's really going out to the community about the assessments.
Maybe.
The thing
I don't know is even if they had separated it out, water, you know, because
right.
There should have been three sources of revenue for the district: the water, the sewer, and the street and lights. That's how it should have been assessed.
Mm-hmm.
When we divested, the water and the sewer got reassessed because of the capital improvement that needed to be paid for, that the water district wanted us to do, which was done. But nowhere in that documentation does it illustrate or say what happens to the street and sewer, or the street and lights. It's non-existent. So I can't find it. Yes, Larry?
You're asking the wrong people.
Who should I be asking?
There is an exception to the Prop 218 that allows the landowner to give you up the land and the assessments and everything like that all at the same time. And Jimmy Winchell did all of this stuff when he laid the subdivision out. And it was all a landowner assessment.
Okay.
I don't know the methodology.
But that should have been filed with the county clerk, right?
It's in all your documents that you destroyed from the.
No, they're not. No, they're not. There was nothing there.
I don't know what you think there was. It was.
I don't know what you think was there, Larry, but there was nothing there. Both Mike and I went through all of that paperwork.
That was everything. Amazing was how much was.
Nothing was there.
Nothing.
Relative to Google what we're talking about. Nothing.
CCWD document, I think that they did in, I don't know, 96 or something like that, when they were first trying to take over our water and sewer, that enumerated all that, you know, what the fees and stuff were. But no, there's documents in there, you know, I don't know how I'd find them anymore because, you know, I'm not good at computer searching and stuff like that. But
And I don't know exactly what you're looking for, but
well, I'm looking. All I'm looking for
was Jimmy Winchell's guess about how much it was supposed to cost to run this district.
But it was redone at the circuit board and diversified. And at diversification, there was no other study done on that part of it. It was only on the fees that the water and the sewer were going to take over.
Right.
And we got a bond against us. And
what I'm hearing then is really we need to reassess.
Yeah, exactly.
We basically need to do a reassessment.
Reassessment from the
get-go.
From the get-go.
Because if it was somebody, and that's what it sounds like you're hearing, is somebody guessing?
Yeah, at the time.
There isn't a methodology, like if you're a city or you're...
It was also based on 270 homes or 237 homes or whatever it was. You know, we had a phase two, we had a phase three, and all of those things were a part of the assessment. So we have to reassess. None of those things happen.
Okay.
And a LAFCO said as 2025, I believe, maybe 2026, I think it's 2025, maybe 2024, that the county should readdress the Wallace Community Services District. This is on the 2013 assessment. If we haven't grown by then, we probably won't. And so for everything that the WCSD was set up for, only pertains to the Wallace Lake Estates.
Yeah. Well, I know that there was one piece of, minutes report that mentioned it as a possible, there was going to be a possible increase in the rates. Increase at some point after the divestiture.
I think we should go down the path.
But that was,
we got to reassess.
That was, you know, that was back in 2013.
70% of everybody to vote for it. And then do it. But if they want to save this community, we have to vote for it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they can start looking for another place.
Yeah. So I think that what I'll do is I'll reach back out to the gal that Dean gave me and let her know that
if you need any help,
reassess. We just need to reassess.
Phase two of my training program.
Awesome. Okay. Well, she said that she could do it, that she'd be willing to do it. She wanted to see the original. And I said, there is no original. So she might say, well, then we need to have an engineer come out and reassess everything and do, you know, evaluations on what it would cost to repair, because we've got about, what, 2.5 miles?
If we get the road work, if we get like another bid, like we get some serious bids out there, right, for that. And then we give, like, if we wanted to move the trailer up to the property you're talking about, and just get all of these different assessments and put them together, then we can use that for what our yearly fees are going to be. Yeah. So, plus our annual bills.
So, maybe you can go to her and ask her to do a reassessment without hiring an engineer to begin with. You know, what information do you need? You know,
okay.
And get us a list and we'll all help you with that.
Sure.
Whatever the paperwork necessary together.
Okay. That makes sense.
There's industry start from standard. There. Every city, every agency has this exact same thing.
They
have CFFs and CFDs all on every piece of property. And they don't go out and bid stuff. What they do is they have an industry, so many dollars per square foot of road. You know,
okay,
for repair every so many years. So it should be relatively simple to do because we don't have very much to maintain.
Okay. We just need to have the proper
people
in place to research that information and get it back to us so that we can put together the Prop 218 paperwork that we need with the right.
Right. She took care of everything. Stuff. She's actually very good.
Yeah.
She's very good.
How can I access your database that you have created?
I'll send it to you. I'll send you the file.
In the minutes from the very earliest days, you know, like 88, 89, there's copious, you know, notes. Some of them are redundant, so you just find in there 3 or 4 times. You know, the Jimmy Mitchell's lawyer, you know, did all the paperwork and stuff like that. And I'm sure if you read all that, you'll probably find out what it is that you're looking for.
In the minutes, because your minutes are not that detailed, that might have been in discussions.
Oh, you have no idea. the minutes that were that we used to have. That you could have like you could have a book on every single one. Yeah.
He put them all.
If whatever was in the binders are digitized. Yes.
Good move.
That's not
about one original sound. They're just copies.
That's gone by the wayside a long time ago.
The only thing I would recommend is like what Ken has said in past meetings is wherever we start now, start on an annual percentage increase.
But
so we don't have to double the rates every 25 years. Sure. Do 2-3% every year because it's just more palatable for everybody.
Right, to a CPI. Yeah.
Of course there are, Larry. Yes, we know.
Well, we knew this wasn't going to be an easy process, but at least it's on the table. So that's good. Any other comments by the directors? Okay, thank you. Well, the first thing to do is just to reach out to the gal again and find out and see what she says and then go from there. And if there's more paper, if there's more exploratory work that we need to do, then I'll reach out to you guys for help. All right. With that, I will adjourn the meeting. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting at 8:15?
Aye.
Tamara, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, you guys. Thanks for everything you do.
Take care.
Have a great night. Bye, thank you. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Tamara, I've never met her.